Hi, David.
Hi, Doctor.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Great. So, could you tell us why you came to Hawaii Naturopathic Retreat? What brought you there?
I wasn't feeling great. I think I had a lot of stress built up, and I had some extra weight. Yeah, I didn't feel good, and I was looking to hit the reset button.
Good. And why did you choose Hawaii Naturopathic Retreat?
I had heard from you, I had heard about you from Brian Buffini, who has attended the retreat. And then I met you when you spoke at the conference we put on in San Diego. And you're awesome. So that was an easy decision. I just heard so many great things and saw the impact it had on Brian's life. So it was very easy. Deciding to go was not a problem.
Great. Can you describe some of the instances and some of the circumstances of your stay over there? What happened?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. It was very new for me, but I love new experiences, so I was open for all of the, the occurrences. So it was a lot of very interesting stuff, and the methods, the therapies, the processes that you put your patients through, pretty amazing. Some of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life was during the 10 days that I was at your retreat. The water therapy was incredible. The exercises in the morning, just the whole sense of it.
Is there one thing that you remember that you could share with us?
It was hard to leave there. It was such a beautiful setting. Waking up in the morning, coming out, and you know, having a juice handed to you. And the birds are going crazy. There's animals in the jungle all around you. You can hear the sounds everywhere. There's warm breeze blowing. The day began with the sense of peace and kind of healthiness. The fact that you were going to do something about it. It just seemed like a natural next progression.
What is the lesson that you took away from there?
I think I had become disconnected from myself. And I was very surprised at that. I didn't realize how fast a pace I was moving at. I thought I knew. But I, for the first time in a really long time, stepped outside of myself and, you know, I wrote every single night. I don't think you can be there and not write. You certainly are thinking all the time. So you, writing is a help to get that stuff out of your head and maybe into a more usable or make sense of it, I suppose, on paper. But that sense of knowing myself, more self-awareness and slowing down. Just smelling the roses a bit.
Did it change your life?
It was the catalyst for me doing that. Mm-hmm. So yes, I suppose it did. I've changed. I'm doing physical activity almost every day. I've changed my eating pattern. Probably I'm not eating that much differently. But I've slowed down in how I eat, and just a lot more self-awareness for all the triggers for stress, the things where, you know, taking on more instead of pushing it off, doing less and doing it more thoughtfully maybe or with more presence.
What is the advice you would give to people who are listening to what you say right now?
If they're thinking of going to the retreat, I wish I could send everyone I know to the retreat. That's the truth. It was an incredible experience, absolutely incredible. And when I was there, since I've come back, I often through the day I think of friends and family, people that I know who would benefit so much from going. So if you're thinking about going, I wouldn't hesitate. It's something completely different. The way you run the retreat is it's like an art form. I mean, it's boot camp, but it's like health detox boot camp, and there's no time to think. You're always, I shouldn't say that, there's time to think at the end of the day, but there's no time to think during the day to hesitate. The next thing is ready for you. I mean, one day I had an IV of some healthy nutrients that you were pumping into my arm, or whatever concoction it was, doctor, truth serum. And then I, you know, the nurse undid the patch on the IV, and 2 minutes later I'm on a bike riding 3 or 4 miles down this gorgeous road in the sun to therapy in the water. So it's a constant surprise. It's an incredible place. The setting is ridiculously gorgeous. Yeah, I don't know. I'm saving for the next trip.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Not at all, doctor. Thank you.